Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, congratulations. That's a nice win tonight. How much did you enjoy what Joe Musgrove was able to do this evening?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a bunch of games this year like that. But after getting through a tough stretch, to be able to give us six like he did, didn't walk anybody, had great command all his pitches today, bottom of the zone, top of the zone. It's good to see him come back and win a huge game like it was today.
He felt like he was working on some things between the last outing and kind of anticipated that he'd have his stuff today. Did you see pretty much everything available to him?
Yeah, obviously confidence is a big deal in this game, and it can go back and forth. So anytime, he's a curious guy to start, and he's always looking for things to make himself better. And, you know, even if it's just working your mind a little bit, you know, with one tweak, it certainly helps. So a guy like him doesn't usually need a whole lot of confidence, but, you know, it's a guy that's kind of evolved into a big-time pitcher like he is right now.
Every win's important at this point in the season, obviously, but especially against a pitcher like Zach Allen.
Yeah, no, look, we made him throw some pitches early on. I think, you know, we had 50 after two, so trying to get him out. A lot of times you don't, you know, necessarily have to beat that guy, even though we did score a couple runs off him situationally. One, Camposano hits a big homer, and let's give Campy a lot of credit. It's not that easy to come in and catch a game like that when you haven't been back there. You know, we like the matchup with Joe, bottom of the zone. He catches the ball and frames the ball really well at the bottom of the zone. Hits a home run off a big-time pitcher like that. You know, that shouldn't get lost in what happened today, because he was a huge part of it too.
You've had quite a few games where you've had a quality starter kind of on the ropes and not done it.
Right.
What impressed you about your guys sustaining it tonight?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was all about trying to make him work and frustrate him a little bit and make him throw a lot of pitches. Now, we didn't get a ton of runs off him, but two off of him now, is, you know, the way he's been pitching, feels good, and, you know, gets in a position where he lays one in there for Campy. You know, like I said, the situational at bat is big for us, you know, by Kim to get that first run, the way Joe's pitching. So there are a lot of similarities in this game to where, you know, earlier in the season we played nice, clean, close games like this.
Cronenworth's first two plate appearances, the walk, that was pretty tough. And then right before the double, what'd you think of his bats tonight?
They seem to be getting better and better. You know, we've talked often about how clutch he can be, but he's made some mechanical adjustments too, where he's not popping as many balls up, he's not swinging and misses, and he's getting a better look at it. And just anytime you can get deep, you know, pitch at bats, it makes a guy like Allen work that much harder.
Bob, Hader looked good, but can you talk a little bit about his odyssey here and how he's gotten back to this point?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's not easy. You know, when we got him, there was a little bit of struggles going on. And then, you know, you come into a place where you're expected to be the guy right away. You know, I didn't do him any favors. His first couple of outings weren't save opportunities. You know, there was one that I think was a 10th inning one where he had to come in with some guys on base. So once he's got that first save, he's kind of settled in, and we're seeing the guy with, you know, the spin rate and everything else that you would expect out of him.
Maybe it was just a simple thing, but Jake, after his double, advancing that third on that grounder, the left side.
Yeah, that's a great read. You know, that puts ourselves in a good position there too, where now, you know, it just makes the defense have to play a little differently. So, the last couple games we've done a lot of things right on the base running end too.
You had Martinez up from the start of the sixth.
Yep.
What was your thinking in getting Joe through? It seemed like maybe one guy would be his last batter, and then you let
that
him
was his last batter. Right. So, you know, sometimes this time of year we're seeing that the guys will fall off pretty quickly. You know, especially in close games, you're having to make a lot of good pitches, and then, you know, it takes one or two batters, but that was going to be his last guy. That second base runner was going to get him out.
So what is it that made you stay with him even though he had started to lose the command and all that? What was it?
I was fine with him. I was okay with the Walker matchup. I like that one actually a little bit better than maybe on Martinez. But, you know, it's more of a feel thing at that point in time. But it was going to be the second. He knew it too. When he came in after the inning, I said, you know, that was your last guy, and you weren't going to be able to talk me out of it with a mound visit already, because you were right on that. That was my last guy.
So is this the way you wanted to set up Martinez, Tater? or is it involved in a different each night?
No, those are our last two guys at this point. Suarez gets mixed in. It just depends on who's available on a particular day.
Martinez is really good.
Yeah, he's been great in that role. I mean, he's been fantastic. He's been a lifesaver for me.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.